My name is Mary Beth Burns, and I teach theater at the Pix Theater in Lapeer, Michigan. Before COVID, the Pix was producing one children's show per year.
My name is Jessica Cummings. I am 17 years old, and I started participating in the Pix Theater 2 years ago.
The kids broke it to us. When that happened, we did scramble.
And then that's when I talked to Mary Beth and said, hey, you know, we can do virtual programs too, right? And then next thing we know,
we had a weekly virtual radio mystery show that aired live every Friday night at 7 with a focus on the golden age of radio.
This is Gavin Wandry, bringing you the first in our series of Stories of the Unusual. Lights out, everybody.
I just started going through the archives and picking out scripts that are in the public domain.
You're alone, me and you, and the blood in your veins.
What?
Well, he lived. I couldn't touch him. But now he's dead.
What do you want of me? What do you want?
In addition to that, I worked with some students to create a radio show.
5 years ago, in a small town located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, many children disappeared. The police have had no luck in finding anyone. Many residents took it upon themselves to look for these children, me included. What I came to realize is that there are many things we are unable to understand.
Everybody seemed enthusiastic. We had good attendance.
I am Leah Hoke and I am 13 years old. I started going to the Lapeer Pix Art Theater last year. There was really nothing to do around the house, and I decided, I guess we can go do plays online because I can't go out of the house and do them.
Many of them live in rural areas, and it would be hard to get to places anyway. This is just another excellent way of leveling the playing field, provided they have Wi-Fi.
It's more happy things to do other than just sitting in your bed, doing homework, and when you're done, just watching TV.
Extended programming into the fall.
Good evening and welcome to the Center for the Arts Youth Theater Program presentation of Virtual Family.
It's a family and they're called the Virtuals.
Virtual Family was an entire play you can make at home. No set, no costumes. Audience members would also be able to virtually watch.
The script already has them in separate rooms. So this was something they could do from their own home.
My name is Alex.
Alex is kind of like I was on Alexa, spelled A-A-L-I-X. That stands for Artificial Assistant and Life Instructor Extraordinaire.
The virtuals have an artificial life intelligence bot, Alex, who helps mom in the kitchen.
Alex, do you mind helping me, please?
I wanted to be the mom because she's a little more sassy.
Buy me a recipe for turkey meatballs, please.
I'd be glad to help. Turkey is a transcontinental country located mostly on the Anatolian Peninsula with a small portion on the Balkan Peninsula. So my internet is not good because we live in the middle of the woods. It cuts out. So you would wait and then after like 3 seconds, you would speak again.
It definitely was hard at first understanding the lags and understanding the glitches.
Alex, please find me a recipe for the food meatballs.
Meatballs is a 1979 summer camp comedy featuring a young Bill Murray as Tripper.
There were even times when Alex would get the mother sidetracked.
Oh, but I do love a young Bill Murray. I wonder if that's on Netflix or Amazon. Oh, wait. Mom, pay attention. Alex, you got the turkey part right and the meat part right, but I want it in a bowl form, not loaf. I mean, you got 2 out of 3.
Now playing 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Bye, meatloaf.
Alex, stop and listen to me. Don't get me wrong. That is a great song, but I'm not in the mood for meatloaf right now. I want meatballs, Alex.
By the performance, we knew what to do in order to help each other with the cues.
Let me make sure I heard you correctly. Would you like a recipe for turkey meatballs?
Yes, Alex, please.
Here's a recipe from Yummy in My Tummy, That Food. Mix 2 pounds of ground turkey.
And everything was forgiven as soon as she gave her the recipe.
And bake for 20 minutes at 375 degrees.
Wow. I don't know what I would do without you.
I'm afraid I do not understand your request. Please, let me try again.
Oh, Alex.
It was kind of stressful, but I'm pretty proud of how I dealt with it. It did help me get through being bored.
Theater to us is the happiest place to be. It's our escape to join these productions and plays. We do want to go back physically as soon as we can.
Oh, I would want to go back so bad because when I'm on the stage and I look directly at the audience, I feel like, wow, there's a lot of people and I have to like meet the play standards.
I miss it so much. I love seeing people's interactions. I do love seeing all my friends. Theater physically, honestly, it's a different experience than anyone can see online.
It's going to be great. There will be tears.